Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Can I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Okay, great, ma'am. Well, my first question to you, ma'am, we would like to know was, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Great. All right. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something different?
Female.
Great, ma'am. And moving on, what year were you born?
1954.
Perfect. And moving on, ma'am, would you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
Black, African-American, whatever.
Great, great. What was the highest level of education you have completed?
I went 2 years of college. I had my degree in nursing, CNA.
Oh, would you say from college?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. All right, and I just want to know how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, and how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about. I just want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, how much power do you feel your vote has?
5.
A 5. Okay, ma'am. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Oh, okay. I just want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, ma'am. 10 means that you feel very favorable. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable, ma'am. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can tell me as well. So Donald Trump, ma'am, from a 0 to 10, how much would you rate him?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, from a 0 to 10? Keep in mind, 10 means a very favorable, and 0 means very unfavorable. From a 0 to 10? Okay.
0.
Okay. What about Attorney General Josh Stein from a 0 to 10?
What was that name?
Attorney General Josh Stein.
I don't know that much about him.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party from a 0 to 10? How much would you rate them?
10.
Okay. And Joe Biden from a 0 to 10?
I really like him, but he's getting too old. I'm scared he's not going to make it, so I give him a 7.
Okay. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from a 0 to 10?
I give him a 8.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from a 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And the Republican Party from a 0 to 10?
3.
All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know, I know it's a long way off, but if in November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party Robert F. Kennedy, or an independent third party, ma'am?
Kennedy.
All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, ma'am? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic candidate. Okay. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, ma'am, even if neither is right? For example, the first one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, or my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 election won't impact me that much. Which comes closest to your view, the first or second?
The first.
The first, would you say the first much more or the first somewhat more?
Somewhat more, thank you.
Okay. Okay, and if the which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, ma'am, even if neither is perfect? The first one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or this third one that says our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am? The first, second, or third?
Second.
just a second. Moving on quickly, ma'am. In general, I want you to know if you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet. Do you feel positive or negative?
Positive. Positive.
Okay. What about the future of the country? Do you feel positive or negative?
Oh, boy. I guess positive.
Okay. And your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
It's been about the same.
All right. And moving on, ma'am. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, I just want you to indicate the two best, the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. For example, they have answers such as because voting doesn't.
If Trump and Biden is the only two that's running, I won't be voting.
Oh no, ma'am. I like Biden,
but I think too much stress on him.
No problem. I was just asking, ma'am. Well, thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, what would be the two best reasons you might not vote in the coming elections? For example, I have because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or I don't like any of the candidates, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or I don't have time to vote, or it is too difficult for me to vote, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or I don't know enough about the candidates. Any of these reasons?
I don't like
would...
either candidate.
All right. No problem. No problem. And moving on, ma'am. Would there be any other choice?
No.
Okay. No problem. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections, ma'am. Would you say all politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, or Republicans, any of those?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, we would like to know as well is I'm going to read out a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, I just want you to tell me how much you believe each threat could happen in this country in a 0 to 10 scale. 10 means you believe the threat is a near certainty to happen. 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. So, for example, this first threat says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a certainty do you feel this threat is to happen, ma'am?
That it will happen, right?
Uh-huh. 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. 0 means
you believe... I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8. All right. What about this one? Having armed vigilance guards polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a threat do you feel this is certain to happen?
I'm going to give that a 5 because I'm
not sure. A 5, no problem. And moving on, ma'am, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a certainty of a threat do you feel that is?
None at all. I don't think that's a threat. A 0.
Oh, okay. All right. What about this one, ma'am? Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a certainty of a threat do you feel this is to happen?
A 5.
Okay. This one says, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. From a 0 to a 10, how much do you feel that is a certainty threat to happen?
A 0.
Okay. And what about this one? Increasing political violence in response to American elections. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a threat do you feel that is in certainty to happen?
A 0.
Okay. And creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a threat do you feel it is a near certainty to happen?
And a certainty that you're saying that what I think that it will definitely happen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to say a 3 on that one.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Allowing wealthy individual corporations and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns from a 0 to 10, how much do you feel this is a threat near certainty to happen?
0.
All right. And moving on, ma'am, this last one for this section says, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech, from a 0 to 10, how much of a threat do you feel this is a near certainty to happen?
That's a 0.
A 0? No problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? You feel it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Small problem.
All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Would you say you personally experienced it or someone you know experienced
it? Someone else. Someone else.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read a list of statements about values that some people might have on a scale of 0 to 10. I just want you to indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement. 10 means you strongly agree. 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. I'll be quick. The first one says, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families, from a 0 to a 10. How much do you agree with that?
10.
All right. And whatever your color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families, from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and the country, from a 0 to a 10. How much do you feel it is?
10.
All right. And we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all, from a 0 to a 10. Okay.
10.
No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. I'm going to read to you a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. I just want you to tell me one or two of the following, or which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most. For example, I have boycotting a company, signing petitions, talking to friends and family about politics, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, marching in a protest, voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress, calling, writing, email local politicians, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, volunteering for local organizations in my community, donating to political campaigns or organizations. Any two of those that you feel are most effective way to make changes on issues that you worry about the most?
Talking to friends.
Uh-huh.
The one about the protesting.
Marching in a protest.
Donations.
No problem. All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly. We would like to know as well, ma'am, is no matter how frequently you vote in elections, again, let me ask you, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Again, on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel your vote has a lot of power. 0 means that you feel your vote has no power at all. From a 0 to a 10?
7.
7. All right. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, ma'am, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or an independent third party?
Kennedy Jr.
Kennedy Jr. Well, which of the following do you feel that you're more concerned about? Would you say Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Joe Biden's age, mental, and physical health.
All right. And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Harris.
All right.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, no problem. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Yep. Democrat.
Democrat. Moving on quickly, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. All right. Thank you so far for your responses. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right. Have you or any member of have you ever been a member of a union?
Have a what?
Have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Do you currently own your home, rent it, live with a family member?
Own it.
No problem, ma'am. Were you born in the U.S. or in another country?
U.S.
All right. Were your parents born in the U.S. or another country?
Yes. U.S.
Oh, okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
I think it was Hillary Clinton, 2020. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or student?
Retired, but I work part-time.
Part-time, no problem. And last year, ma'am, which was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes, ma'am? Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 35? 35 to 45.
25 to 35.
Great, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.